You've heard all the stories about how the brick-and-mortar retailers are closing. Yes, they are, but they're not going away. I'm Murray Feldman with the Feldman Report on WWJ News Radio 950. Yes, even though thousands of brick-and-mortar stores closed last year and more are closing this year, national chains with more than 50 locations actually opened 4,000 more stores than they closed last year. And then when you throw in the smaller chains, it comes out to 10,000 more stores open than closed, according to retail analyst Brad Thompson, editor of the Forbes Real Estate Investor. As noted here before, many of the new locations are smaller, catering to a new select group of customer, and many are discount or off-price establishments. American household debt hit its highest level back in 2008, just before the recession, but now LendingTree notes were on tap to pass that level by $1 trillion. Household debt has been increasing by almost 3.5% a year. The question is, if your household suddenly saw a drop in income, would you still be able to pay your bills? With the Feldman Report, I'm Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.